local tax increase known as Measure K was shot down by Citrus Heights voters in 2012, although it was supported by council members at the time. Would you support future tax increases, and did you support Measure K? Why or why not?
Okay, thank you. Yes, I did support Measure K. As a matter of fact, I was one of the people involved in getting support and volunteer efforts to get people to understand what Measure K was all about. I am not in favor of most taxes. I think we have to understand what the tax is for, and it has to be a direct benefit that makes sense for our community. And this particular tax measure did make sense for infrastructure projects and also for adding police officers to deal with the realignment through the AB 109. So for me, this was one of those areas where I had to really listen to what was going on in the community in terms of what our needs were, seeing those needs and understanding what those needs were, and the tax at this point was the one way that we could get that done. Because we, again, are a built-out city, we don't attract a lot of new businesses. Right now we're dependent upon sales tax for all of our revenue, and luckily in the year 2022 we will start to receive our property taxes through the negotiated agreement with the county when we broke away as a city in 1997. So we don't have a lot of income coming in, and this was one of the ways for us to increase improvement of our streets and also for our law enforcement to deal with the AB 109. Thank you.
Steve Miller.
I also supported the measure and strongly because I felt we needed to pave our roads, and in particular our residential streets. We get enough federal, state, and grant money to take care of our major arterials, but nothing to help with our residential streets, and that is something that can improve the values of our homes and the look. Just, it's something government can do to improve the quality of life. It was a small price to pay, I felt, and it was a one-time tax that would have expired once the roads were repaved. And I have to add that part of the drawdown of the general reserve was to match the $1 million a year that this would generate for paving our streets. And we still are committed, and this year we did spend $1.2 million out of our budget for streets, just not as much as we thought we could, and so it'll take longer, and the longer we wait, the more it costs to fix our roads, and so we are looking at other ways, and that's one of my goals in the next 4 years, is to find a way to get our residential streets, hopefully with a new Measure A that'll allow us to get funding for this.
Bridget Jaffe.
If this is the measure that I think it was, it had to do with hiring more police. Is that true? Yeah? Okay. Well, I was opposed to that 2 years ago. I'm opposed to it still, or any raising of our taxes for more police. We have plenty of police. At the time, Jeff Slowly was the mayor, and I asked him, Jeff, if we give you more money for police, will you promise they won't own a ticket book? Can we get some police that are actually showing up to help us when we need help? So that was my question. I don't think I think we pay plenty of taxes. There's plenty of money available. It is being mismanaged. It's being mismanaged because it's not for any other reason other than, as our capitalist system dictates, money signs are blinding everybody. There are other ways to do things.
Jeannie Bruins.
Thank you. I did support Measure K when it was on the ballot, which was a probably the first time in my life that I've really supported a tax measure, because I am very conservative in that regard. And the reason I supported it was because it was going to, for an investment of less than $5 a month per household, it was going to allow us to accelerate the repair of our streets, to stave off the deterioration that continues to happen with the problems that we basically inherited when we became a city. Most of our streets had deferred maintenance that they'd never been resurfaced, repaired in any way. It was a dual measure. At the same time, was to provide funding for additional officers to respond to the AB 109 early release prisoners. We felt that that was a tremendous threat to our community. We had already seen recidivism. We'd already seen crimes being committed by people that had been released early, and so at the time I felt that it was important. Going forward, I don't see any need for increased taxes, and I don't see any measures on the horizon that I would support. Thank you.
Tim Schaefer.
Thanks for a great question. I oppose Measure K for a multitude of reasons. The first one being is that we have a $49,000 a year median income within the city. Typically, households are two incomes, so that's about $13 an hour. Now you take a utility tax. Now that's a utility tax that everyone will pay. You are hitting the people who can least afford to pay that tax with the tax. That's the first reason. Second reason was, when it was first introduced, it was introduced to support the Police Activities League, which is a great program. I will tell you, I'm a huge supporter of that program. But to raise taxes to support the Police Activities League wasn't, I didn't feel it was adequate enough reason. The AB 109 issue came up after Measure K was released, was originally introduced. So the AB 109 was something that was tacked on to Measure K at the end.
Thank you.